Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamis Mem Amud Beis. We're holding on the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Chalitza Yavimtoi, if Shimon's Miyabi, Mrs. Ruvain, Shimon does Chalitza, sorry, Chalitza is Chalitza Yavimtoi, he does Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, so who Asur B'Krayvay Sehav, he Asur B'Krayvav. So they become Asur to each other's relatives, which means that who Asur B'Imo, V'Aimimo, V'Aimavio, V'Bito, V'Basbito, V'Basbana, V'Bachaysa, B'Zmanchi Kayemes, and her sister, so long as Mrs. Ruvain's alive, he's Asur to all of her relatives, V'Achim Mutarin, but Shimon's other relatives, the Chaylitz, his relatives, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, they remain mutter to Mrs. Ruvain's relatives. V'hi asura ba'aviv, v'avi aviv, v'vnai, v'en v'nai, v'achu, v'ven achiv. And she's asur to all of his relatives. Mutter adam b'kreivas tzaras chalutzasai. A person is mutter to the relatives of tzaras chalutzasai. So if Ruvain was married to Mrs. Ruvain and to Dina, and Ruvain died, so now Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain. So he's for sure he's asur to Dina, but he's mutter to Dina's relatives, even though he's asur to Mrs. Ruvain's relatives. That's only because he did chalitza with Mrs. Ruvain, but he's mutter to Dina's relatives. The asur b'tzaras kreivas chalutzasai, but his Mrs. Ruvain's sister's tzara, the tzaras kreivas chalutzasai. So that Reuven is asur to. If let's say Mrs. Reuven's sister would marry Levi, and Levi would also be married to Rivka, another lady, random lady. So if Levi would die, so just like Shimon is asur to Mrs. Reuven's sister, he would also be asur to the tzara as well. Says the Gemara, Yibayilu, who gazu shniyas b'chalutza, like, were the guys are shniyas by the Isser chalutza or not? Be'ever da reisa gazu b'rabana and shniyas, b'chalutza like gazu b'rabana and shniyas. On one hand, you could say that maybe they were only guys are shniyas when it comes to a person who has ba'atzim and Isser erva da reisa. But by chalutza, where there's no Isser erva da reisa, so then they were not guys are shniyas, so dumb olay shno, or maybe they weren't mechalik. So says the Gemara, if you rise in the Mishnah, Tashma, it says in the Mishnah that who asur b'ima ve'im ima, he's asur to her mother and her grandmother, v'ilu aim aim ima, to her great grandmother, her mother's mother, like a tani, doesn't say it. So you see, obviously it's because there's no isur shniyais. To which the Gemara says, no, it could be there is an isur shniyais. And the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it is because the mahinu time b'delay tani, mishum dikabayilu misi seifa v'achim utarin. It's because afterwards the Mishnah wants to mention the fact that the Chaylitz's brothers, Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, so they're all mutter to Mrs. Reuven's relatives. That's what the Mishnah wants to say in the end. So now, v'itana eimei mima, and if the Mishnah would have mentioned the great grandmother, the mother's mother, zahava mina, when the Mishnah said that, I would have thought to say that when the Mishnah says achim utarin, it means dafka be'eimei mima. It means dafka to the shnia of a be'eim. But they remain asur to Mrs. Reuven's mother and her mother's mother. So that's why the Mishnah didn't want to speak about aim aim ima. So ask the Gemara, so v'lisni aim aim ima, say aim ima, and with regards to this misconception you might have, v'lisni achim utar and l'kulon, say straight out, the brothers are mutter to all of them. So says the Gemara, that's taka akashim, it's not mamash araya. It says the Gemara Tashima, it says in the Mishnah that he asur ba'aviv ba'avi aviv, that she's asur to his father, to Shimon's father, Yaakov, and also to his grandfather, to Yitzchak. Now, Ketani Mias Avi Aviv, so it says that she's Asur to Yitzchak. My lam Mishum Chaylitz, why is she Asur to Yitzchak? Because of her Chalitza, she becomes Asur, even though it's only a Shnia, to have the Kalas Benoi, Klape Yitzchak, she's considered Kalas Benoi, so it's a Shnia, and you see that it regards her Shnia, it's on Chalutza, to which the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Misna, Davi Kalas Benoi. It's not because of her chalitza with Shimon, it's because of her original marriage with Reuven. That's why, klape Yitzchak, she's considered kalas benai through Reuven, not through Yitzchak, not through Shimon. So Tashma ben benai, says that she's also to Shimon's son, Shimon's grandson. Now, Maila, Misham chaylitz, dahavila, eshes avi aviv, isn't it because of her chalitza with Shimon? And klape the grandson, she's considered the father's wife. So says the Gemara, lying Misha Misna. The reason why she's asur to Shimon's grandson is because of her original marriage to Reuven. V'havila Ishas Achi Avi Aviv, because she's like a great aunt. She's like the grandfather's brother's wife. But ask the Gemara, but Hamemar, Mashar Beishas Achi Avi Aviv. But Hamemar said that such a lady is mutter, that there is no such shnia. So says the Gemara, Inachanami, And a Meimar Mukila Bebarbara de Saba. A Meimar will tell you that when the Mishnah says Ben Benoi, it's going back on Yaakov. On Yaakov is Ben Benoi. Yaakov's son is Levi. The Ben Benoi would be Levi's son. So the Mishnah is coming to say that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Levi's son. How could it be that she's Aser to Levi's son? That that's what the Mishnah means when it says Ben Benoi. The Mishnah already mentions the fact that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Achiv, which is Levi. Uben Achiv, which is referring to Levi's son. It already mentions that. So it says the Gemara, Tana Achiv Min Av, Katani Achiv Min Aim. There's different types of brothers. There's maternal brothers, and then there's paternal brothers. So that's why he mentions twice brothers and brother-son, talking about both maternal brothers and paternal brothers. So it says the Gemara Tashema, the Tani Reb Chia. Now we're finished with the Mishnah. Now we move on to a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tani Reb Chia, Arba Medivrei Teivra, Arba Medivrei Seifrim. There are four people that Mrs. Reuven becomes Asher to Midaraisa, meaning that there are Arayas Midaraisa, and the four that are only Midarabanan. The four that are Daraisa are Av, Uvnai, Achiv, Uben Achiv, those are all Medivrei Teivra. And then you have Avi Aviv, Avavi Imai, Ben Benai, Ben Bitai, those are all Medivrei Seifrim. So Ketani Mia, you see from the Braisa that it mentions Avi Aviv, that she's Aser to Avi Aviv. So my lam Misham Chaylitz, why is she Aser to Avi Aviv? Why is she Aser to Yitzchak? L'chayr, because of Chalitza v'Shemen, v'Avi l'Kalas B'Nayit, which the Gemara says the same as before, that lie, Misham Misna d'Avi l'Kalas B'Nayit, because of her original marriage with Reuven, that's why she's like Kalas B'Nayit. So Dashma, Avi Imai, it says that she's Aser to the mother's father, my lam Misham Chaylitz. Isn't it because of the chaylitz, davil kalas bitai? To which the Gemara says, loy misha mista davil kalas bitai. Again, same type of shakulatari as before. So says the Gemara now, Tashema, uben benai, says that she's aser to Shimon's grandson, so my la misham chaylitz, davil ishas avi aviv, lucharitz because of her chalitza, and therefore she's like, grandmother, she's the grandfather's wife. To which the Gemara says, loy misha mista davil ishas achi avi aviv, like we said before. But as to the Gemara, vaha meimer mashir be ishas achi avi aviv. Again, the same kash as before, but that meimer how there is no such shnia. So before we answer that the Meimor will tell you that Ben Benoi means Ben Benoi of Yaakov. It means Levi's son. The problem is that would be an Erev D'Araisa. And here the Braisa is clear that the case of Ben Benoi is an Erev D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara is sort of in a corner. So the Gemara says that in a chanami that a meimar mikum la mishum chaylitz ukasaver gazer shnias bechalitza bechalutza. A meimar will have to tell you that you're right 100%. You see, this is a raya that they were gazer shnias on a chalutza. But again, we still don't have a raya. What would the rabbanan say? The rabbanan who argue in a meimar, so they can learn this case of the brisa is talking about a great aunt because there is such a shnia, and it's because of her marriage with Reuven. So what's the halacha by a chalutza? Were the guys are shniyos by a chalutza or not? So it says the Gemara Tashema. It says in the Braisa Ben Bitai that she's aser to Shimon's daughter's son. Now my lam mishum chaylitz da'avil eishes avi imay l'chayr. It's because of her chalitza with Shimon, and therefore she's like the mother's father's wife. To which the Gemara says, no loy mishum misna da'avil eishes achi avi imay. To which the Gemara asks, but there's no such erva as that. There's no such shniyah even as that. V'gabe shniyah is the erva. Gazru, there is no such shnia as Eishes Achi Avi Imai. So it can't be. Ela Misham Chaylitz, it must be it's because of her Chalitza with Shimon, and that she's like Eishes Avi Imai, Ushma Mina, Gazru Shnia is Bechalutza Shma Mina. And that's a raya that clearly they were Gazer Shnia is even by a Chalutza. Mutter Adam Vechulu, Amr Rav Tovi Bar Kisna, Amr Shmuel, Habo al tsaras chalutza havlan mamzer. If Shimon goes ahead after performing chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, he goes and he's bail dina, the tsara, he's bail the other shemeres yavam after performing chalitza. So the halacha is that she remains an eshesach, dina is an eshesach, and the child's a mamzer. My time, a bisura kaima by Mrs. Reuven that Shimon did chalitza with. So Mrs. Reuven's iser gets downgraded. It's only a laugh. But dina, who Shimon did not perform chalitza with, her iser remains the same. She remains the child is going to be a mamzer. And I'm Rav Yosef Afananami Tanina. I have a riot to this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mashm like this, that the only Isser, the only person whose Isser gets downgraded is Mrs. Reuven, but not Dinas. Because the Mishnah says, Mutter Adam Mekreva Saras Chalutzase. It says that Shimon's allowed to marry Dina's relatives. Now, Iam Rabbi Shlomo Tzaras Avrai Mishamachi Matar Bachaisa. If you say that Dina is like an outsider, when Shimon did chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, it's not like he also did chalitza with Dina. It was a chalitza specifically with Mrs. Reuven. So then I can understand that Dina never did chalitza, so Dina's like an outsider, and Mamela, Shimon is mutter to Dina's relatives. But if you're going to tell me that just like when Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Reuven's Isser gets downgraded, so does Dina's, it's as if Dina did chalitza as well, so then am I mutter? So then why is Shimon mutter to our relatives? So you see a raya from our Mishnah that that's the way chalitza works. And it's only a chalitza to Mrs. Reuven. It's not as if Shimon is doing chalitza to all the Yavamas. Well, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan holds that we do say everyone's Isser gets downgraded. So lema tavi tuvta to Rabbi Yechanan. So our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Yechanan. Da'amar bein hu bein achin ein chayav in la'a chalutza karis la'a tzarasa karis. He says that everybody's Isser gets downgraded. So amar lach Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan will tell you that no, that the Mishnah is not shver, but tisvara achis chalutza daraisa, what this iser of the relatives of a chalutza, achis chalutza say, it's not daraisa, but amir shlakish kanshan a rebbe, achis grusha midivrei taira, achis chalutza midivrei seifra. Achis grusha say is daraisa, but achis chalutza is only midrabanan. So since it's only midrabanan, so I could tell you that they were only guys of this iser by the one we actually did the chalutza with and not by the tzara. Now, Mayishnahai, what's the talk of the Pshan in the Mishnah? The Mishnah mentioned that Mutter Adam Akrevas Tzaras Chalutzasa, he's allowed to marry Dina's relatives, but he's Aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister Tzara. What's the difference? Why were they Gezer on one and not the other? They seem very similar. Says the Gemara, Hach to Azla Ba'adola Beidina Gezer Barabanan. When it comes to Mrs. Reuven's sister, so Mrs. Reuven's sister goes together with her to Bezdin when Shimon does the Chalitza. So people don't know who Shimon's doing Chalitza with. Is he doing Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven or is he doing Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven's sister? So Mamela, they're considered like closer. And that's why Shimon is Aser to Mrs. Reuven's sister's Tzara. That's why he's asked her. But Haid Loy Azla Bahadala Beidina, but the Tzara, Mrs. Reuven Tzara, who he called before Dina, Dina doesn't go with Mrs. Reuven to the Bezdim when Mrs. Reuven is doing the Chalitza. They don't exactly like each other. So therefore, like Gazu Barabanan, they're not as close. People know that they never did Chalitza, and that's why Shimon is mutter to Dina's relatives.